Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called The Side Hustle Scorecard, the only 5 metrics beginners should track. Now let's dive in. Here's a sobering truth. Most side hustlers are drowning in vanity metrics while their bank account stays empty. We celebrate Instagram followers and website visits like they're deposits in our checking account. Meanwhile, the brutal math tells a different story. 9 out of 10 side hustles crash and burn before month 3. Why does this happen? It's what I call shiny object syndrome. We track everything that feels good instead of everything that makes money. The Small Business Administration found that businesses tracking fewer, profit-focused metrics are 3 times more likely to survive year 1. When you're juggling a day job and building on the side, complexity becomes your enemy. Here's the reality check. Only 23% of side hustlers track their customer acquisition cost versus lifetime value. Think about that. Most of us focus on gross revenue while bleeding money on inefficient marketing and operations. Winners obsess over profit margins and cash flow cycles, not vanity numbers that stroke our ego. Let me tell you about Sarah's $50,000 lesson. Sarah was a marketing manager who launched a handmade jewelry side hustle. Her first 60 days looked amazing on paper, 10,000 Instagram followers and 5,000 in sales. She felt unstoppable. Then month 3 hit like a freight train. Sarah had spent $7,000 on materials and ads, working 40 hours a week for negative $2,000. She was paying for the privilege of exhausting herself. But Sarah did something most don't. She pivoted using 5 core metrics: acquisition cost, conversion rate, average order value, profit margin, and time to revenue. She stopped chasing crowds and started chasing profitable customers. The result? She scaled back to 10 hours per week while hitting 3,000 monthly profit by month 6. This is why I created the Side Hustle Scorecard, the only 5 metrics beginners should track. Week 1, calculate your true customer acquisition cost across all channels. Week 2, identify your actual profit margin after all costs. Week 3, track time invested versus profit generated to find your real hourly rate. Week 4, set up simple weekly tracking using just these 5 numbers. This scorecard eliminates the noise and shows you exactly where your side hustle stands financially. Remember, followers don't pay your bills. Customers do. The entrepreneurs who win aren't the busiest. They're the ones watching the right numbers. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.